If you had the power to put yourself in this tough position today, then you also have the same power to get yourself out of it. Welcome, everybody, to the Chris Harder Show, where we are making you unapologetic about your pursuit of success, knowing that when good people like you make good money, they can then do great things. My name is Chris Harder, and several times per week, I will bring you epic guests, solo episodes, and every single tool, trick, and skill set you need to grow your business, grow your money mindset, and to grow your wealth to levels that you have never reached before. I've ended up in a unique place in life where I've got the experience, the connections, and all of the secrets that it takes to be successful. And I'm lifting the curtain to reveal it all to you in an effort to help put you in a position of abundance so great that you can then be as generous as possible. So let's lock arms and let's get started. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Chris Harder Show, where today I am grateful for a weekend where I just had so much freaking fun. I'm actually recording this on a Sunday evening, and we had the best Friday, the best Saturday, the best Sunday. And believe it or not, there was even some work in there, like, because part work, part having fun, just, oh, one of those dream weekends. So I'm just grateful I got that time. I'm feeling recharged. I'm feeling fired up, and it feels really great. And if you're listening, you're like, why is this dude telling me this and being in the podcast? For those of you that are new here, I love to share what I'm grateful for before every solo episode that I do, because I feel like it's a reminder for you to also take account for what you're grateful for, because you actually don't have what you don't stop to take account for. And gratitude is just such a great muscle to build. And gratitude has a lot to do with what we're going to talk about today, and that is it helps you worry about things less. Like, you're either in an attitude of lack, which creates worry, or you're in an attitude of gratitude where you're taking account of all the things that do go in your favor. And that's the opposite of worry. And where this episode came from is I was talking with a friend while I was on a drive recently. And he's like, I'm worried about this and I'm worried about that. And I'm having trouble sleeping at night and this and blah, 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 right? And I finally said to him, I said, listen, man, 99% of the things that you're worrying about are never going to freaking come true. And I know that's been my case in my life. When I've gone down the rabbit hole worrying about things or wake up in the middle of the night worrying about things, I'll tell you what, the shit never comes true. Maybe 1% of it or a version of 1% of it actually comes true. So why do we torture ourselves like this, right? Why do we allow ourselves to sit and worry that then paralyzes us, that then stops us from producing, that then actually manifests probably the problem that we're worrying about? We're like doing it to ourselves. So I wanted to kind of share five things that you need to stop worrying about right now. Five things you got to stop worrying about right now. Remembering, 99% of what you worry about doesn't even freaking come true anyways. And by the way, before I get into these five things, your reaction might be like outside looking in, oh, it's so easy for you to say, Chris, you guys have a great life. Oh, you don't have to worry about finances. Oh, you don't have to worry about health. You're in shape. Oh, you don't have to, like, man, I always worry about shit. I try not to. I try to live in gratitude, which means you're taking account for everything that you have going in your favor. Lori and I have daily gratitude practices like the Power Nine, you name it. We got all the things dialed in. But it doesn't mean that we're immune from worrying about things, worrying about loved ones or making up things in the future, etc. So that's why I share a lot of these things. So here's the five things I think that you just got to stop worrying about right now. First one, let's talk about finances, because that's one of the examples I just mentioned. You got to stop worrying about your finances because it paralyzes you. And when you're paralyzed, then sure enough, you don't take action and you may bring about some financial strain because you're not taking the right actions. Or for those of you on the woo-woo side, you're kind of manifesting financial problems by worrying about finances. Now, listen, I want to be real. I know financial concern is a real thing for a lot of you. You're wondering where next month's rent is going to come from, or you're wondering where that car payment is going to come from. And I don't want to take that away, but the worry doesn't fix it. Instead, taking action fixes it. Looking for opportunity, looking for solutions fixes it. I know it's hard to hear when you're down and out, but I'm also here to share the truth with you, right? Listen, if you had the power to put yourself in a tough position, and I know what you're about to say, well, I didn't put me here, this happened. I didn't choose to be here, that happened. This person screwed me. This business folded. But if you honestly go back far enough in every situation, you see where you had a role in allowing that situation or helping that situation happen to you. I know that's hard to swallow sometimes, but it's a very empowering thing to actually adopt this feeling of 100% responsibility for no matter where you are all the time. Because here's what comes into play when you do. If you had the power to put yourself in this tough position today, then you also have the same power to get yourself out of it. If you really accept 100% responsibility for everything good and bad, then if you had the power to put yourself in the position where you are today, then you have the power to get yourself out of that position. Remember, a good, solid financial foundation doesn't happen overnight. And if you're in financial stress right now, you don't fix it overnight. But it is intentionally built one brick at a time, or I should say one good decision at a time. So just start with this. If you worry about finances, start with this. Pull out a piece of paper, write down every damn thing that you spend every month, and then figure out where could you cut 10%. Like if you absolutely had to survive, even if it's painful, where can you cut 10%? Then take a look at every minute you spend, everything you do to earn a dollar, and ask yourself, how could you earn 10% more? Now, this is just a start, but that is a 20% swing in your favor. It's like immediately waking up to a 20% raise tomorrow. Cut 10% of your overhead, even if it's painful, and figure out where you can earn 10% more right away, even if it means that you got to temporarily get another job or something like that. That 20% swing in your favor starts to compound. It becomes this excess that you can get yourself either out of a financial hole with, or if you're in a good spot, that you can propel your dreams and pull them forward to you that much faster. That 20% difference makes goes a long, long way, I should say. And all you're doing is cutting 10% and adding 10%. All right, so stop worrying about your finances. That's the first one. Second one, friendships. Listen, we all want to be liked. At the core, our human fear is that we're not going to be loved. And so we make all these decisions from, oh no, what if I'm not loved? Like you can really trace every one of your fears back to, if you go back and back and back and back to the real core of the fear, it's always, what if people don't approve of me? Which is a form of, what if people don't love me? What if I'm not loved? And that goes back to childhood wounds, right? And everyone's got them. So that's why you worry about friendships. But as long as you are unapologetically you and clear with your boundaries of what you want and what you don't want, and clear with your expectations of what you want in a friendship or a relationship, then it's up to everyone else to show you if they are a good fit or not. It's up to everyone else to show you if they're good enough to be in relationship with or not. The burden is on everyone else to show you through their actions if they're a true friend or not. Now, listen, if you are waffling on who you are pretending to be versus who you really are, or if you're not setting clear boundaries, or if you're not setting clear expectations, if you're not communicating your needs, then sure enough, it might not be their fault. A lot of it might be your fault. But if you start doing those things, then you don't have to worry about relationships because it's going to be really clear really quick who is for you and who is not. So stop worrying about the damn friendships and relationships, guys. Third thing to stop worrying about, getting ripped off. I know a lot of people are afraid to make an investment in this or afraid to make an investment in that. We've made horrible investments in our life, like horrible ones. But guess what? Every single freaking one of them also had a pot of gold in it because we chose to look for it. We invested in a mastermind once, 74 grand. The thing was trash. But guess what? It taught me how I would never, ever, ever want to run a business event or a mastermind if we ever did them. And this was before we were doing them. What a valuable lesson, right? We lost a couple hundred grand in a Ponzi scheme last year. Did I stop investing? Hell no. That's just some of the scars you're going to take along the way. So when I say stop worrying about getting ripped off, you can't get ripped off if you find the value in every interaction. That's truth right there. You can't get ripped off if you seek and find the value in every interaction, even if the initial type of value that you first expected, right? Sometimes it's in the form of a valuable lesson. Even if the initial type of value that you first expected ended up being different than what you thought it would be. It is up to you to find the win in every deal or in every interaction. And if you do, then you will never get ripped off again. Fourth thing to stop worrying about, other people's opinions. Ooh, this one will crush you. You know, I've got that saying, ego's your greatest overhead. Well, when you worry what other people think of you, that's operating from a place of ego, once again, just wanting to be liked. And ego will cost you more than anything else on this planet. It'll cause you to hold back when you shouldn't. It'll cause you to maybe take action when you shouldn't. It'll cause you to spend money on dumb things. So when you worry about other people's opinions, I mean, nobody could have addressed this any better than the great coach John Wooden, right? What did he say? He said, be more concerned with your character than you are your reputation, because your character is what you really are, while your reputation is merely what others think you are. Like, let that sink in. You shouldn't care about other people's opinions if you know who you are and how you operate, period. People will always mistakenly label you once in a while. Nothing you can do about that. But time reveals all. I love that time reveals all. There's some people that trigger me sometimes because I know they're fake, or I know they're lying about their results, or you know a lot of things when you know a lot of things. You know what I mean? I should do a whole episode on that, but I never would. But time reveals all. And so if you believe that time reveals all, and if you believe that your character is your responsibility, not your reputation, then all of a sudden, it's easy to stop worrying about what other people's opinions are. I mean, I misjudge people all the time. Do you know how many people, like good people, valuable people, I once misjudged by forming an opinion of them before I really knew them? So as long as you operate with full integrity and give others the opportunity to truly know you over time, that is all that will matter. And then number five, the fifth thing that you got to stop worrying about is what other people are doing. I mean, this is the mother of all distraction. Worrying what other people are doing is like, it's thinking you need to do what they're doing, or it's scrolling Instagram and thinking you need to have what they have. It's thinking you got to travel where they travel. It's thinking you got to live how they live, but you don't. I know people that live nomad lives and they're so damn happy. And I know people that try and live the nomad life and they hate it. I know people that live in mansions and they're so damn happy. And I know people that live in mansions and they hate it. I know people that have tons and tons of all the dream things they've ever wanted and they're happy. And I know tons of people that went out and got all the dream things they ever wanted. They're like, this sucks. It's too many things. I just want a simple life. The point is, you can't worry about how other people are living. You can't worry about what other people are doing. You need to worry about getting clear on your vision of how you want to live. Because all of life is trial and error. It's your adventure. It's your journey. You get to try things on for size and say, is this a fit for me or not, no matter how it may look to the outside world. Do what you're good at. Do what makes you happy. Do what makes you healthy. And do all of those things in your own version of it. Because damn, it's different for everybody. There's a million different ways to live a quote successful life. Let that sink in. You got to stop worrying about what other people are doing, because that may not be your path. That may be a path full of fool's errand. But I'm telling you guys, these five things: stop worrying about what other people are doing, stop worrying about other people's opinions, stop worrying about getting ripped off, stop worrying about friendships and relationships, and for the love of God, stop worrying about your finances. Because all of these things are up to you, and 99% of stuff that you worry about never comes true. Hopefully this helps a little bit. And don't forget, at the time of listening, this is your last chance to grab the last seat at the April 2024 roundtable. Go to chrisharder.me/roundtable and grab that last seat. At the time that this podcast come out, there's about 24 hours left of early bird and a seat left. I can't wait to see who gets it. Go to chrisharder.me/roundtable. Again, that's chrisharder.me/roundtable. And I'll see you the first week of April in Scottsdale, Arizona. Thanks for listening. And if you loved this episode and know of someone else who is as successful as they are generous, please pass them on to me. It would mean the world to me if you helped me get this cause and this message out to as many listeners as I can. So please, if you liked what you heard, it goes a long way if you'd take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends. I'll be forever grateful. And until the next episode, cheers to your success.